We all know what the big lie is, you know? But do you know what the other big lie is? I want you to listen to General Max Masters on Farid Zakaria, and you'll understand how they get away decade after decade with the next big lie, or I should say, with the other big lie. Yes, Trump's big lie about winning the election is a big one, but maybe this one is even bigger. Check this out.
China today. They're not very good. There's not much communication, not much contact. The report of General Milley calling his Chinese counterpart in the middle of the American crisis because he got wind of the fact that the Chinese thought that the U.S. was about to invade. This all sounds very scary. Shouldn't we have better communications with the Chinese?
Well, there are communications with the Chinese. You just saw President Biden speak with Xi Jinping. You saw the U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan meet with Yang Jiechi. The problem is, a lot of times that communication really doesn't amount to much. And what you're seeing is really a Chinese Communist Party that is much, much more aggressive, Fareed. And we've seen it internationally, right, with this wolf warrior diplomacy. I mentioned the campaign of economic coercion aimed at Australia. So I think having lines of communication open or one thing, but I don't know if the Chinese Communist Party leadership on the other end is listening. I think that they also have a perception these days, Fareed, that we're weak, right? They've been watching the traumas we've gone through, you know, of a pandemic, a recession associated with a pandemic, the social and racial divisions laid bare by George Floyd's murder, the vitriolic partisanship that culminated in an assault on the Capitol. And I think they're looking at all this and thinking, hey, the United States is weak. If they're also looking at our defense budget, I don't think is doing enough, Fareed, to make up for really what has been a bow wave of deferred modernization to answer some of the asymmetric capabilities that the Chinese Communist Party, People's Liberation Army have developed. I mean, they have increased their defense spending 400% since 1995. And so I think it's really important for the United States, Japan, Australia, and we saw the new, you know, the AUKUS agreement, right, between Australia, the UK, and the United States. These are all positive developments. But I'll tell you, Fareed, we're behind, as you mentioned. You know, in a speech just a few days ago, the Taiwanese Minister of Defense said, hey, by 2025, the People's Liberation Army may be able to accomplish its objectives on Taiwan by the use of force at low cost.
I am lost. Why did Fareed Zakaria just stay there and allow him to say, we are behind? Our military is behind. We got to build more. We have to spend more on the military. Listen to this number. America spends more than the next eight countries combined on their defense budget. Again, more than the next eight countries combined. China has more than four times the population of the United States. And still, they have a third, or probably about 30%, or actually about a third of their spending that we have. We spend about $600-700 billion a year, plus or minus. They spend $250 billion a year, plus or minus. In other words, we multiply several times in the amount we spend compared to them. So what the hell are we talking about? We are behind. We are behind. We should be cutting our budget completely way down. Again, on the per capita basis, China is spending pennies compared to what the United States is spending. Why do we tolerate this type of information? Fareed Zakaria is a straight shooter. It seems like he kind of wanted to cut off the general when the general started to say, we are behind. I mean, he kind of got in there. I didn't play the entire cut. He cut the conversation right there. But he should have gone out of his way to say, how can we say we're behind when we're two or three times more in spending than China, when we spend more than eight other countries combined for our defense? This is a sham, and folks, you have to understand it so that when the Republicans put out stuff about, we need to fund the military, or the right-wing Democrats put out, we need to fund the military, you know that they are simply pulling one over you. You need to fund Americans. That's what needs to be funded.
We spend a lot of time deconstructing the news, trying to parse it into a form that everybody can understand. We try to find those little nitpicks where it flies above the fray, etc. If you really like these videos that we do, I want to ask a big favor. Please go ahead, number one, subscribe to our channel, and number two, please join if you can. Thank you so kindly for watching. Keep watching. Please remember to share. We must populate the entire internet with our progressive message, a message that we know is what most Americans say that they want. So help us, please, join.